Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Well, it was a podcast. I talked about being gay, which I am. A friend of mine told me to be discreet about it, but I wanted to talk about it because it still is a problem about homophobia and what I experienced. Because I suffered so much harassment as a child, adult, for being gay. And for many years, I was never in any relationship, and I'm still not in any gay relationship. But I know I'm gay, but when I was a child and adolescent, I wasn't even aware of whether I was gay or not, and I was made. I suffered severe homophobia called faggot so many times. And I'm going to say this, it is wrong to use the word faggot because no one should be subjected to any type of race, of any type of prejudice. Homophobia is like racism. I was made fun of so much when I was 4, 5, 6 years old, all the way up to I was a teenager. They were making fun of me. In fact, I walked down the street. They used the faggot word at me so much. So that was the reason it was very hard for me to even think about being gay. I wasn't even aware. But I knew I was when I was a small child, but I knew that it was something I couldn't talk about because it was so much prejudice and homophobia. And so it was something that I had to keep quiet about. And when I was aware of it, I said, okay, let me be me. And I said, no, I can't talk about it because it was so much homophobia. It was so much homophobia that it was so dangerous because some people in my hometown, or what I experienced, they would attack people who are gay, even now. Perhaps the reason why I was suffered so much prejudice and homophobia is because they saw me as this stereotype, the way I walk or whatever, like this quote-unquote queen or whatever, feminine or whatever. And I'm going to say this, there's nothing wrong with being that way. It's never my intentions to be that way, but I don't fit the stereotype. I do not wear women clothes. I am not, I don't wear dresses. I'm not promiscuous. All those false stereotypes, ignorant stereotypes. I'm not interested in men who dress them like women. I'm not interested in transvestite, transsexuals for sexual preference. I'm a straight acting male. However, when I say that, I'm going to reiterate, I do not discriminate on anybody, race, color, creed, sexual orientation, or sexual identity. I do not discriminate against transsexuals or transvestites in general. I do not. But while it's not my sexual preference, they are just as equal as I am. And I do believe that we all should be treated with respect. Because for me, I knew it was inside, but I never had a gay relationship. But I know I'm gay. I literally know. I know I am. There were only people I'm attracted to is men. I don't like to talk about it because it shouldn't be. It's not the only part of me. I'm not trying to flaunt it. I'm not trying to put it in people's faces. It's just expression of who I am. And I'm not afraid of it no more because, trying to be something that I ain't is not good. But people will still think that being gay is a mental illness. It is not. It has been shown it's not. In the field of psychiatry, it is normal. It's something to talk about because, I have people who even think I should be straight, and I'm like, I can't be something that I can never be. It's not genetically possible. It's very hard to be a gay man in this society. See, looking at observing other gay men who are in denial about themselves and seeing prejudice within the gay community, I was prejudged for being heavyset. I was unattracted to gay men because they judge people on their looks. So they wasn't the type for me, but outside the gay community, you know, it is a lot of prejudice. While I was getting better, I didn't choose to be gay. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to make a choice. It was just genetically. I knew when I was gay when I was 4 or 5 years old, but I was in denial about it. And when I was into the music industry, I became a hard rocker. I knew, for instance, I could not be gay. I felt it was they would have discriminated against me in the music industry. Homophobia, there's no way I can make it in Hollywood if I'm gay. And then I realized if I come out and talk about it on podcasts, that is, I probably end my chances to be in the industry. But then I realized that's not what I'm supposed to live. I'm supposed to live as me. I'm not going to come on to somebody. I don't, you know, I don't have the stereotypes, you know. People don't realize that those stereotypes are so ignorant. There are a lot of straight as well as gay people who are promiscuous. There are, you know, as far as drag queen and transvestites, there are a lot of straight men who do wear women clothes. So women clothes and all that has nothing to do with sexuality. If you really want to know the truth, if you're smart enough to know what's truthful, it has nothing to do with sexuality. It has to do with just identity, feeling like they're a man or a woman. That's really what it is. If you're educated enough, a lot of people ain't educated enough to know those things. But I'm comfortable in my own skin at this age to say that it is okay to be me. While it was very difficult, I realized I had to. I'm not in a relationship, but I also realized I hope to be in one eventually, but I cannot appease or be something that I'm not. Some people say, oh, it was something wrong with me. I got an illness. I don't have no illness. They are ignorant. That's prejudice and homophobia. Stop the homophobia. It is very hard to be a gay person. The gay people like me and other people should be respected. We should be respected. And that's all I need to say on that topic. I won't talk about it pretty much anymore because I talk about my music or I talk about things. I want people to see me as me because that's just one part of me. Just like it's about who I am in, as a whole person. Because gay or straight is going to be around on this planet for the eternity. It's just as natural like straight. So all that stuff about religious, you know, like is a sin, all that. It's a bunch of bullshit because it's been around since the beginning of time. Everybody knows somebody who's gay. It's normal. It's natural. Well, if you, whatever, whoever you are, whether you're gay, straight, bi, whatever, I'm not bisexual either. And I knew who I was, and I always will be this way. But as I say that, if you're straight, gay, bi, black, white, Jew, Christian, Hindu, transsexual, whatever, or frankly, you deserve respect. Everybody deserves respect wherever, whoever they are. There should be no discrimination, but discrimination is on this planet. I try to see myself as who I am, individual. Some people would say I'm not attractive enough to be around anybody. I don't give up. I don't care. I learned that the facade and lies about what people are based on ignorance, and ignorance still is. I think religion needs to change to realize that people should not be discriminated on it, not just on race or gender or religion. They should not be discriminated on sexual orientation either. It is wrong, period. It's wrong to discriminate anybody regardless of where they come from. I leave it there. Good day. Good night. From Dove Night. And it's hard. I do not discriminate on anybody. It is wrong to use any type of prejudice. The F word should not be used. Faggot is a bad word. Or any type of prejudice word is wrong. It's very hard, but it's who I am. And this is the last show on it. It's who I am. I want to say that everybody should be treated with respect, no matter what you are, gay, straight, bi, whatever, drag queen, whatever. You should be Jew, Christian. We should all be respected. And I leave it there. We all should be given the chance to live and not be harassed or targeted. I was targeted for trying to make my dreams come true. And I was targeted for being gay. And it's wrong. Homophobia is wrong. Homophobia is just like racism, anti-Semitism. It's wrong. Any type of discrimination is wrong. I leave it there. Good day, good night from Dove Night.